It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, a weekly, no, that's the Sounders podcast I do. Did I really just forget what my own intro is? This is devastating news. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show podcast, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Okay, there we are. Sorry, I feel like I've reached an emotional and mental bottom to my capabilities as a human being. Make all the jokes you need. I'll wait. Yesterday was an oddly deflating point in the entire COVID-19, whatever you call it, lockdown, battle, shutdown, slowdown, quarantine, all those words, right? For two different reasons. One, the White House is like, hey, stop sharing these numbers about what a bad job we're doing, CDC. Let's just let us handle the data and we'll just say what we need to about it. And then people are like, well, the CDC, no. The government should be transparent. I'm sure there's plenty of examples of other things where they're not, where I'd be like, ah, damn it. So that sucks. It makes me worry that we're going to get, you know, the wrong read on everything, because why not? But the other part was that we're supposed to turn at times like this to, I mean, normally, well, we do war, don't we? We would spend our time with something, a distraction, the theater or sports or something like that. And so there's Seattle Sounders. They're playing in this tournament. MLS is back. Barely. And they delivered the least inspiring performance. It made me actually feel worse about the entire last 4 months because they did such a, they left so much wanting. And hey, it's not their job to make us feel better. I'm not putting that on them. It's their job to be playing soccer at a high level, but oops. But it was just deflating. The thing that I turned to be like, what's escapism? Here we go. Just for 90 minutes plus a bunch of commercials, let's do some escapism. And boy, did they not deliver in a 2-1 loss to the Chicago Fire. Those poor people, all of them, all the soccer players, all the staff, everyone else that's in Orlando where the cases of COVID-19 are growing like crazy. I mean, until the CDC's cut out, I'm sure that they're going to have a miraculous drop-off and no more cases there. Florida, safe, everyone go outside and kiss each other right in the mouth. Lots of tongue.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 500 new confirmed COVID-19 cases in Washington state, including 5 new deaths. It's led Governor Inslee to pause counties from moving up a phase as confirmed cases spike. You have to see out the rest of the month-ish before things start moving again. Seattle's teachers union is pushing back on the idea that there's going to be in-classroom teaching this fall. What, they don't want to be put at risk of coronavirus? It's so crazy because I get it. Parents don't know what to do for their kids. Pandemic just wasn't something that anyone had plans for. There was no plandemic. But again, the teachers don't want to put themselves at massive risk. What do you do? This is tough. I'll tell you what you don't do. You don't go to Canada, cancel your summer plans for traveling up north. That border is going to be closed for a long time. Just got extended to the end-ish of August, but I expect it to go even further than that based on how well this country's handling COVID-19. And Mariners fans can buy a cutout of themselves to be set up at an otherwise near-empty T-Mobile Park when action gets underway for the shortened 60-game season later this month. It'll set you back $30, and they'll put you in a seat. Can I be picking my nose? I'm sure they'll exhibit the same type of scrutiny as people who approve custom license plates. Does that say fart smeller? Come on. No, wait, it's fart sommelier. Got it. Approved.
You just got newsed.
A Mariners thing is really interesting because, well, for one, people are like, so wait, I get to pay $30 to not be there? Seems like a strange way to generate fan revenue. Tickets to a thing you can't go to, but maybe you'll see your cardboard cutout in the stands. I think MLB is doing it across the board because I saw the Dodgers saying something about it, too. That's not even, I like, there's a couple parts to it that I really enjoy, actually. One of them is that I didn't say it in the news report that they'll be donating some money towards COVID-19 relief, which is cool. But two is if your cardboard cutout gets hit by a foul ball, instead of going to the hospital for possible brain injury, you'll be sent the foul ball in the mail, which I think is a neat touch. I joke about the other stuff because that's serious, but also happens and everything. And it's part of going to a baseball game. It's a lot of fun. I love baseball. But yeah, if your cardboard cutout gets smashed by a foul ball, Congratulations. You got a Mariners baseball coming your way. Mariners baseball. True to the blue. Not a lot of gas in this tank. Let's do some nerd talk and really talk a lot. Possibly too much. Probably too much about hot dogs.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Sports scientists have some bad news. We're nearing the maximum physical human performance for competitive hot dog eating. Joey Chestnut currently holds the record at 75 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. But researchers who study hot dog eating think that the maximum physical limit is just 9 wieners away. Hold on a second. Forget eating literally 84 hot dogs before your stomach explodes. Imagine having to eat just 9. The current difference between the record and the max. Gross. Let's hope we don't find out the hard way that the researchers are correct. After watching what happened to Nintendo not being able to keep up with COVID-19 demand for the Switch, Sony has ramped up production for their soon-to-be-released PlayStation 5, doubling their original strategy from 5 to 10 million units. Now, the bigger problem they anticipate will be delivering all those consoles. It's a logistics nightmare! And keeping Bethesda from remaking Skyrim again and charging you the additional $70. And finally, the near future of shopping will be a grocery store without cashiers. If Amazon gets their way with a new smart shopping cart, the cart combines cameras, scales, and other metrics to know what you've put in it and automatically charge your Amazon account when you leave.
You have purchased 11 packages of wieners.
I'm going for the record.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I'm gonna be real. I usually try to always be real, but I'm gonna be real with you. I want a hot dog. That's two different references in one nerd talk. Get out of here.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.